having Waukee County government support in the future. I asked them here to do this today because they are hoping to work with the administration and actually have a final agreement to come to the board, hopefully in May. And in order to do that, they know of our tradition of at least having an informational meeting with members of the committee before negotiations are completed and et cetera, so the members of the committee as well as the public can voice any concerns they have and learn about the project ahead of time. I did speak with Supervisor Schmidt multiple times through this process, and he cannot be here this afternoon, but we re-met again later this morning, and he asked me to convey he is the supervisor that has the district that covers this area. He's also probably the most knowledgeable about the county grounds of members on the board, although quite a few members are very knowledgeable about the grounds. In any case, he cannot be here today. He did want to have. He did ask me to say that he does support this expansion, and he's hoping that between now and May, if there is to be a final agreement coming to the board, he would hope that the administration will work closely with him, Mr. Tafora, et cetera, which we've already talked, and he's planning to do that so that hopefully both the supervisor from the area, county board staff, and the administration are in agreement with Ronald McDonald House, so hopefully that could be achieved and things could move forward. So with that, I would ask you to introduce yourselves and then start your presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon. My name is Ann Petrie. I am the CEO at the Ronald McDonald House, and I'm really excited to be here today and talk to you about the house. With me, behind me, is Bob Monday, board chair, and next to me is Bob Kramer, board member and architect on the project. On behalf of the Ronald McDonald House Board of Directors and myself, we sincerely thank the committee for allowing us to be here today to present. My goal for the next few minutes is to explain to the committee what the Ronald McDonald House organization is, who our organization serves, how our organization is able to fulfill its mission, and finally, the need for the Ronald McDonald House to serve more families in the future. Welcome to the Ronald McDonald House of Eastern Wisconsin, also known as the House That Love Built. Our house opened its doors to families in October of 1984, so now the house is 28 years old. As said before, it is situated on 4 acres of land, which we currently lease from the county. We're located on Watertown Plank Road across from Children's Hospital, and our house is approximately 25,000 square feet in size and is 3 stories tall. Our house was the 69th house in the country, and overall there's 313 throughout the world. Our mission is really quite simple. The Ronald McDonald House Charities of Eastern Wisconsin is dedicated to easing the burden of families whose lives have been disrupted as a result of their child's illness or injury. We provide a home away from home and caring outreach initiatives. Typically, our families are young parents in their 20s and 30s, and they're going through an experience of a child with a health crisis that includes unimaginable fear, anxiety, and many times financial devastation. What our house does is it provides shelter, comfort, programs, and healing for the entire family. Last year, we served 1,401 families. We have 38 rooms currently, 25 short-term and 13 long-term. The majority of our families come from various Wisconsin locations, but we are serving families from all over the country, and even we see international families. Although the majority of our families have a child that is being treated across the street at Children's Hospital, we also serve families with children that are receiving treatment at Rogers Memorial Hospital and other area hospitals. The average stay is 9 days, although some families stay many months, even over a year. With an expansion, our house will be able to open its doors to many more families, including more local families that need a place to sleep, a warm meal, and a safe environment close to where their child is receiving medical treatment. So how do we serve all these families? Although many think of a Ronald McDonald House as a hotel-type facility offering a room for families with a sick child, our house is committed to delivering outreach programs that generate a sense of well-being, instilling hope, adding emotional support, and offering a really strong sense of community so families can focus their energy on the healing of their sick child. Families are invited to share in the family dinner program. These meals are served and prepared by church groups, civic organizations, and community volunteer groups. Last year, 421 meals were served, which included hot dinners and then box lunches to go. These meals ease the family's financial burden, plus provide a unique opportunity for families to be surrounded by other families going through similar situations. We also have an art therapy program. Our house made a grant which benefits both the house and Children's Hospital as we support a full-time art therapist who provides art therapy at both of these locations. Our art therapy program helps families in times of crisis by examining the intense feelings surrounding a child's illness. We also have dog therapy. This program promotes social interaction and emotional support provided by specially trained and certified dogs and their handlers. We're even blessed by having a secret garden, which is tended for by a group of master gardeners. Master gardener Ann Phillips presents storytelling focused on horticulturally themed literature. We have a family vegetable garden, which encourages education in the cultivation of fresh and organic produce. So how can we provide all these services to our families, and who makes it possible? Well, we have a dedicated staff, 11 full-time and 8 part-time staff, who are each fully committed to the families and to our mission. At last count, we had 501 volunteers. These volunteers do everything from driving the van that takes the families back and forth from the hospital to the house, and volunteers who prepare the meals, volunteers who make up the rooms once the family has left, and everything else that makes us operate our house. We couldn't operate without all these volunteers who are of all ages, live throughout our community, and are committed to our mission and to our families. We also have a committed board of directors, some of which have been with us on the board since the beginning over 25 years ago. And finally, we have a committed donor base, including national and community in-kind donors. So the reason I'm here today is that our house has been at full capacity. Each day we turn families away. Recently, we've been having to turn away 20 to 30 families. These families stay on our waiting list, hoping that a room opens up for them. Last year, we had to turn away over 770 families. We have assessed our current needs and are looking into our future needs. We have worked with Children's Hospital to understand their expected growth trends. We have been meeting with county board staff and county executive staff such that they understand what our needs are. We have developed a long-range plan that is a phased approach. This includes purchasing from the county an additional 7 acres of land. Our first phase, which we need to begin this fall, includes adding on an additional 37 rooms to our house. Our long-term plan goes well into the next 60 years and beyond. This 7 acres will allow us to not only start with our phase one expansion of the 37 rooms, but will allow us to keep expanding well into this future. It allows us to, at some distant point, have up to 355 rooms should the need warrant. We are prepared to have a finished project plan ready for your consideration in May. This would allow us to have a shovel in the ground by September. We're open to many suggestions, and we're happy to talk with anyone regarding our plans and would enjoy the opportunity to talk with Director Webb regarding hiring disadvantaged business enterprise workers when our building begins. So with that, I appreciate your time and open this up for any questions you may have. And I do have our tentative expansion plans for your review as well.
Why don't you go ahead and do those?
Okay.
While you're getting that set up, Ms. Webb did come in and met with some of the individuals here to date, and they are going to be setting up a meeting so that even though this is not a county-funded project or a county-run project, Mr. Monday and some of the other folks from Ronald McDonald House initiated a discussion with me about working with Ms. Webb. So I really appreciate an independent entity that's not required to try and meet those type of goals to actually take the initiative and say that you'd like to try and do that. So those meetings will happen in the next few weeks to months as well.
Go ahead. Thank you. So you can see in phase one, and some of you it might be a little small, but our existing Ronald McDonald House facility as it sits now and our plan then to expand with 6 long-term rooms as well as 36 short-term guest rooms, adding on in both directions. This would then be our thought of phase two, which would then allow us to have a total of 155 rooms. And again, the timing for the additional rooms is all contingent on what happens with the hospital in terms of their needs and their family's needs. Okay, you want to?
Okay.
Bob, who is the architect, he can help clarify the border and some other information.
As Ann mentioned in the first slide, the lighter colored area there is the border that we now have. The area around that, where you see the black line, that would be the additional 7 acres that we're asking for. The majority of it's to the north, but there is a little to the north.
Yes.
This is phase two, which adds an additional 80 units to the complex. Now, as you saw on the first slide, it says that there's 36 short-term and 6 long-term, which is 42, and you said we're adding 37. With adding on, we're losing some of the guest rooms that we already have, so that the net total is up to 75. Phase 3 takes us farther in and adds another 80 units. We're trying to create an area that is also park-like in the environment, trying help the families as much as we can in any way we can, and we feel that a green space would help alleviate some of the tension. In the final phase would be another additional 120 guest rooms. The reason we have separate buildings is the Ronald McDonald House, we're trying to maintain a house like atmosphere, and we feel that if we go over 75 to 80 guest rooms in each building, that we lose that home type of environment.
How many years out is phase four? I mean, this is a long-term phased-in process.
We're estimating 60 years.
60. Okay. And the one that you'd like to commence in September is phase one.
Phase one, correct.
Correct. And how long would that take approximately to be developed?
12 to 15 months.
Okay. I'm going to open up if there are any questions. Supervisor, let's go.
Yeah, just helping me with the timeline. There's nothing about phase one that requires you to have any additional land. So why is it always seem like there was a real urgency on your part to lock up the 12 acres or 11 acres when you have all of what you need for the foreseeable future?
That's a very good question. We're trying to set up for the future. If you can see the just above the building itself, we have a visitor parking. We're also creating a parking deck just to the south of the existing building. To be able to create a good turnaround situation, we need to go out beyond our lot line to do that. Because of the parking deck, we don't have enough room to do our turn. Right now, we come in and we enter on the east side of the building. The new entry will be on the north side, so we're required to go around the drop-off. does go into the extra 7 acres.
I mean,
we could force it into that, but it would really be forcing it into that. I mean, we're losing a lot of the green space that we're trying to maintain.
All right, but for phase one, I mean, what you're talking about, the encroachment is just on that northeast corner there. You're talking about that small piece of the parking lot. Is the encroachment? I mean, so
it seems
like we could be talking about an easement or something that would, for parking, that would accommodate that without having to have the
that's true.
Undue pressure about the.
As far as the land goes, that's true. But as far as our future planning goes, if we can't get the 7 acres, we're going to have to rethink what we do with that building. We don't want to have to go up right now. We're at 3 stories. If we need to get more rooms in there on our 4 acres, we have to go up beyond where we want to increase the ceiling of the house. And also, we have to add more additional parking. We're going to need a lot of green space, too. So our future planning depends a lot on being able to get that 7 acres so we can create our park-like atmosphere.
Then did you say there is structured parking?
Yeah, the little square in on the southeast corner there, that's our parking gap. It's one level. The way the house is situated right now, it drops off 15 feet from where the existing parking is now up to the first floor. So our first level of parking would be at the existing grade right now. We add a deck, which would be level with the first floor. And so we don't have to go any higher than that. So when you're looking out the window, you aren't seeing a parking deck, you're looking out beyond the cars.
Can I just add something? I think after we have that first stage built, 75 rooms, we anticipate that that's probably a year's time. So that, looking at all the numbers that we've had, children and research that we've indicated, probably a double we had by 2020. So that's kind of the way that I'm thinking as well. So that's why I think that is.
In deciding on the presentation coming to the committee, one of the questions was, since this is such a long plan for 60 years out, do you bring all of it now when most of the rest of us won't be here or whatever? And I think what we all kind of collectively decided was kind of a combined of, if you don't know what their whole vision is, then you don't really know where they're wanting to go. And we wanted to err on the side of you folks, everyone knowing what the whole vision is. Also, from Ronald McDonald's perspective, if in going through to the phase one and trying to get an agreement regarding that, as well as future possibilities, if the county government is not willing to consider the additional acreage, they need to know that sooner rather than later, because it would change their development plans. And obviously, that's all part of the negotiations process, and that's why getting your input now is really important, too, because that'll help the administration in working through these types of issues with Ronald McDonald House. So. Also, the land north of the 11 acres, all that land north is medical quadrant land. It is considered, it is zoned developmental land, or land available for development. If you go even further north of that, you get into a heavily forested area that they're not asking for. That certainly can't be developed or would not be developed. And then further north of that, you get the county's new park that we set aside a few budgets ago.
Another point I'd like to make about the land is phase two, we're projecting to be meeting in 2020.
Okay.
So as soon as we finish phase one, we're going to start the planning for phase two. And that would require another building. And so you definitely need the land to be able to do that.
Okay. Any other questions? Supervisor John? Oh, wait, are you done?
Yeah.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The question is, for phase three, how many total gas pumps are we going
to do? Phase three?
Three.
235.
It adds another 80, I believe, right?
Yeah, it adds an additional 80. There's 75 for phase one, additional 80 for phase two, additional 80 for phase three, and 120 for four.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions by committee members? I don't have anyone from the public registered to speak. Has everyone, have you folks signed in? You You filled out those white cards? Okay. So if we don't have anyone from the public, then we're all set. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Also, to let you know, which I forgot at the beginning, the reason you don't have a resolution or any item before you authorize negotiations is because the county board did adopt a resolution over a year ago authorizing negotiations. So that's why county board staff and the administration has been meeting with Ronald McDonald House. This is really more of an informational update. I think it was getting closer to where they might actually have an agreement coming forward. So I appreciate those comments. Hopefully the staff will take them into account. Okay, we're now on...
Madam Chairman?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Beltman.
I wasn't planning on speaking, but in response to Supervisor Lipscomb's comment, I wanted to give the committee two facts that haven't been considered on the parking. One is that there is going to be a walkway over Watertown Plank Road to the parking structure at Children's Hospital's parking structure, the upper floors. And so it's possible that some of the people who use this facility would park there rather than on the property that they're leasing from us, because that's covered parking, and they get a van shuttled through the mm-hmm. hospital and back. Plus, some of the people who are there fly into Milwaukee for health care and don't have a vehicle at all. They would take a van or some other public transportation, like a cab, to there, so they wouldn't be coming with an automobile. And the parking that they included in their plan was what Wauwatosa would require if all of those rooms had automobiles with them. So I think that standard parking requirement is out of touch with this particular use, and I don't think there's been any efforts to talk to Wauwatosa about changing this standard parking requirement to take into consideration those factors. And that was part of the point. Then also their first plan had all surface parking.
Right, and that's part of some of this process has gone on in the last year, and that right now the reason they've got so many parking spaces is because of that Wauwatosa requirement. So that would happen. The other piece is the Regional Medical Center partners will also want to weigh in on this is, you know, land set aside for development, and so far they've been very supportive of this project. Bless you. But they're weighing in on it too, because once you take it for one partner, you don't have it for another. So that part will go forward too. Okay. Item number three, Madam Clerk, please.